So, and, you know, and before Eric started talking about it, that big screen TV could have been purchased with a credit card. Eric has told us that those are evil. The credit card. No, no. And I will say, from the financial side, they may have a purpose, but for many people, you must be aware. I think about all the numbers of envelopes that we get pushing credit cards in the mail, and hopefully you shred most of them or all of them, because most of us don't need a number of credit cards. What it does, it allows you to purchase something on an impulse. Many times, if we get a number of credit cards, we're paying three or four payments along the way. And I can tell you, that's hard to do. It's really hard to do, but it's easy. And many of us use that as the tool to go from one step to the other. And again, I'm not passing judgments. I'm just saying that's easy, very easy to do. And I've seen people have come in and talked about what they should do with in certain situations where they might have cashed some, you know, someone come in and said their wife deposited those checks that were already made out to, you know, Mary Jones for, you know, $2,000. Well, Mary didn't realize that was a cash advance on a credit card. And then suddenly they were getting these bills and they didn't pay them. And then they got nasty letters and collection people started calling and they said, "What's going on here?" And the poor husband, older guy, didn't have any idea what was going on. And the wife didn't realize what was happening there either. And it's those types of things that we all need to be aware of. And we need to help one another in kind of understanding kind of what we can or what we can't do. On the other side of the financial world, many of you, I see a few people that might be receiving Social Security checks in the mail or automatic deposits in the congregation. And I think here in the United States, we've gotten to where we're moving along and expect that Social Security to be there. We've been brought up to expect that. And probably part of the problem with the U.S. economy is that a lot of people expect some kind of a handout. If you've worked, you put money in for Social Security, by golly, you deserve that. And a big concern from the federal government side is that at some point, with all these baby boomers coming up, they're starting to receive their check. Fewer people are paying in for that individual check. And there's concern that at some point, Social Security might run amok. I hate to think about that because it won't be long till maybe I'll be able to get a check, and I want it to be there. but we need to keep that in mind, that resource is one that you don't think would disappear, but it very easily could disappear from you know, our existence here. A couple of things that come to mind along that line is if you're able to, putting money into an individual retirement account or a 401k plan or a 403b plan, I mean, those types of things, if you have the resources to put money in there, especially young people, I would encourage anyone to do that, even though it might make you feel like you're having a little bit of a crunch there, but that's going to be being responsible in case that Social Security system goes away. You know, I see a young baby up here, and you just can't imagine. None of us can imagine what is going to happen in the next 65 years. what's happened in the last 65 is kind of amazing. And you know what it takes to live. You know what it takes to, buy a car, buy a house, just go out to dinner, that type of thing. It is absolutely phenomenal compared to what it was a few years ago.